lastly, we have in favor of the bill two individuals. Are they both here, Sal? Keith Creel or Crahel? Creel from Creel Auto, excuse me. And Norman Lipman from Kingtown Diesel. Is that correct? If you could come up, Sal, if you want to come up with them, or if they're... Okay. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for coming today to testify. You're both in favor of this bill. The floor is yours to tell us why.
Red light is good, right? Okay. Name is Keith Creel. I've had a mechanical repair shop in Clifton, New Jersey since 1982. Presently employ 14 people. My business is based on commercial vehicle repair. We often are asked to repair vehicles that are still under warranty simply because the customer or owner needs them back in a timely manner and can't afford to have them out of service for days or a week on end. The vehicles we work on are usually modified or outfitted in ways to make them custom to the job. While these vehicles are in my care, they often are not available for rent, as they're just not available. For example, we do a fleet of EMS trucks for a local hospital. Because of this, we try to stay current with technology. If training is needed, we get it. If equipment is needed, we buy it. Over the last several years, I have noticed that there are roadblocks to information ranging from solid walls to subtle roadblocks filled with voids of information. One example I will give is a 2008 Mack truck came to us, hardly a new truck, and it was modified for cardboard recycling. Came into the shop running poorly. We attempted to scan it, but we needed more software, so we contacted the dealer. They told us where to buy the factory authorized software, and we purchased it. We were told 2 days. It came in at 5. Finally, when it arrived, I immediately brought it to the technician who was on the job. I gave it to him. He spent 4 hours, could make no progress. So it was beyond him, per se, so we handed it to a man who had come from an IT company with 20 years' experience. He also hit the wall. After about 4 hours, he says, "Keith, I think there's something missing." So finally, we called the supplier who supplied us the software, and he eventually informed us that we needed the instructional software, which was not included, and it would take several days to get. At this point, the frustrated customer pulled the truck out of the shop and brought it to the same dealer that orchestrated this debacle. The net effect was we were out $500 plus on the software. We were out $500 plus on wages. We lost a customer. We looked incompetent, even though we had made all the right moves and as quickly as possible. And the last thing was the township lost the recycle truck for weeks. This is why we have to include heavy-duty trucks in this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the panel? Mr. Lipman, you're up.
Norman Lipman, Kingtown Diesel. I've been at that facility for about 45 years. Before that, I worked for Cummings Engine Company, manufacturer. And it's the stuff that's available to the manufacturer representative as a dealership is much different than what's available to me. While at Kingtown Diesel, I've been a Cummings franchise dealer, a Caterpillar franchise dealer, and several of the manufacturer Mercedes-Benz, we were a franchise dealer for them too. When there was any situation, anything going on, most of the time, we knew the problem before the customer even knew the problem. Because it wasn't just happening to our customer, it was happening to customers throughout the nation, if not the world. Frankly, this is the first time I've been before anything like this. And maybe not the last, who knows, but maybe it will be. It's not popular, really, to say the things that I have to say, but the knowledge, we need the knowledge. We're not asking for the the right to work and use our tools. We're asking for the information to enable us to work and use those tools. And so much of it today has to do with safety. I am not a franchise dealer anymore. I'm an independent garage now and a truck stop and service station. And, you know, it's been mentioned how much business, you know, this guy brings 90,000 cars, this guy does X amount of billions. You know, our truck stop, the men in our organization and in the business do, frankly, billions of dollars and collect billions of dollars for the state through the taxes and stuff like that. But I look at this strictly as a, as really as a safety issue. You know, we've been told how easy it is to access this stuff. I had wished maybe one of these fellows had said how easy would have brought his laptop. He could have shown us how easy it was. We could have given him a situation and maybe bounce right bang, bang, and he'll be right in, right where he belongs. I am not able to do that. Evidently, he's not able to do it either. So there is a need. In the aircraft industry, if there's one situation that happens, like, they don't have to report it. If there's two, they have to report it. And they have to let the independents know it, and they have to let everybody that owns an aircraft know it too. If the left brake tie rod end or something's going to fall off, they know it. And BMW knows it. Cummings knows it. They all know these situations because we've got thousands of happening at the same time. And we see some of this stuff happen when there's a recall. And the recall usually is years later, be it a key fob or whatever they're talking about. But when it starts, they know this stuff immediately when it's going on. And they've told you how good their infrastructure is to have that information. But it's no good to anybody if they don't pass it on. Right now, we have trucks that weigh 100,000 pounds or better going down the road, rolling down the roll, that there's nothing connected to the throttle except wires. And they want to hold that information back from us, how to make this work properly. At my location, we service hundreds of trucks every single day. There are times when one of these trucks stops on the way to fueling at our location, and being prepared for it, having tow trucks on the scene, having mechanics on the scene that are capable and been through this many, many times, the freaking trucks are locked up and you can't move and it's a nightmare. This past Friday, I was at a funeral. It had nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Absolutely nothing, except one of the men came up to me and he said, Norman, do you remember 50 years ago you got my truck running? I said, honestly, I really don't remember at all. He says, well, I was in Pine Brook, I was on Route 46, the traffic was all blocked up all over the place, and someone had called you to come out and see if you can get that truck moved. You turned one screw, the truck started, and I drove it away. Well, if I don't know what screw to turn, I can't do that. And there's situations that let these trucks go into limp mode, to get off highways, get out of intersections. I mean, it's insane that we're not going to give us this information because of a lockout on the door locks. We must have very sophisticated burglars now, and they don't know to throw a cement block through the friggin' wall and take the car. I'm sorry, but, you know, let's talk real. We should be notified. We should be told how to fix these cars, how to fix these trucks, how to keep them moving and rolling. My customers lose their trucks, as it was mentioned, many, many times, not for days, but for weeks trying to get these trucks repaired. Weeks! And not old trucks, new trucks. When the guy's got a fleet, he buys a new truck. And some of my customers have hundreds of trucks. And you hear the same story. In the shop for days. We need rules to get them, even if it's in a dealership. If that dealership can't fix it, they should have the right to take it someplace else. And they need that right, and especially the safety part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lipman. That concludes testimony. Just a couple of comments. It's interesting that we have the two gentlemen representing commercial trucks repair, because I think if that was included in the MOU, we probably wouldn't even be here today. So thank you for appearing.